and welcome to another African Rhythms. I'm David Love Jones. Here in the late August, summer 2013, and we're back to an all-Brazilian special with my co-host for pretty much all my Brazilian specials as of late, Alexandre Klinke. Welcome.
Hi, Dave. Always a pleasure to be at your show, listen to some Brazilian music.
Yeah, absolutely. Since the last show, we've done a couple of gigs together at Calabash. But anyway, we're starting here, Alexandre. This is some Brazilian funk remaking a hip-hop track.
Right.
Not exactly a well-known band, but that's what we're going to explore tonight. And we're going to get you to play a couple more tracks. We're going to play something from your album again. But what's the name of this artist?
They're playing a song called Melô do Tagarela, which is the version of
Rapper's Delight. We're going to focus on the Brazilian funk, and we're going to hear some of your stuff. But next, is this an artist you're familiar with, Miguel Destus?
Miguel de Deus, no, not really. It's something that's why I always like to come here, because you're always showing me these obscure Brazilian tracks, and they're usually really good stuff, so I'm actually curious to hear it.
Indeed. Well, I mean, there is a lot of really rare and obscure Brazilian funk. And right here on African Rhythms, that's what we're going to listen to. CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, right here in Vancouver. And maybe we could welcome some of our Brazilian listeners.
Então, abraço para o pessoal do Brasil que está ouvindo. Deve ser umas 11:30 da noite por aí. Aqui ainda a gente está aproveitando o final do verão em Vancouver. Mas o friozinho tá chegando, então aproveitem o verão por mim. E vamos lá ouvir Miguel de Deus com faixa 5 anos.
Acalma, pessoal!
Of course, in our all-Brazilian funk special, had to have a little bit of Azimuth.
Nice, yeah, Azimuth is a very nice band for putting in this funk selection. They're more like into a mix funk and jazz and Brazilian percussion, and it's a very interesting band. They play with a lot of artists as a backup band, so...
Yeah, absolutely. Choice. Well, we're going to carry on then with our journey here. Osmar Melito... Yeah, he does a version of Cantaloupe Islands, which is the Herbie Hancock track.
Yeah,
so we're going to include that. I mean, the track we're listening to right now, one of our favorites. What's the name of the album? I think it's maybe just self-titled.
Yeah, self-titled album. This track is called Tamborim Cuica Ganzá Berimbau.
Hey, Jose Petrami? Yeah, no, he did just pass. A few months ago, I think. R.I.P. to him. And next, Cantaloupe Island here on African Rhythms. Alexandre Klinke is back. Une Black, here on African Rhythms, an all-Brazilian special, sort of a heavier underground street version of Banda Black Rio, for that Carlos Dafé, himself a member of Banda Black Rio, and O Metro, and Copa 7, No Samba. Some heavy stuff, Alexander.
Heavy stuff for sure, yeah. Like you said, while we were listening, the funk was very well represented in Brazil in the 70s.
Yeah, it's heavy. That's this stuff. It took to Rare Groove collectors till later to discover some of the stuff. Like, some of it got overlooked in Brazil and even around the world, and so eventually Japanese and British and mm-hmm. other people from around the world, they dug deeper into the archives of Brazilian music.
For sure,
and
yeah.
There was the funk.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. And now, yeah, I think that this kind of music is getting more and more unknown.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a very interesting period in Brazil in the 70s. There was so much going on, and it was a very political time, but also we had all this, the funk was happening, samba, and kind of psychedelic rock with Caetano Veloso, Gilberto Gil, so very
Os Mutantes,
yeah, a lot of stuff going on. So that's a very very good period for our music for sure.
Well, yeah, Carlos Dafé, what a great solo album, O Metro. And
yeah, that was a great track.
Yeah, all right, well, let's explore further, and another gentleman who knows how to funk it up, and that's Wilson Desnefs here on African Rhythms on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, CITR.ca. Tune in online. David Alexandre will be right back. We'll be right back.
Oh.
Now we're talking epic funk moments, Tim Maia and the legendary Rationale on African Rhythms.
It's a great track, like Que Beleza.
Yeah,
it's almost like an anthem of the Rationale movement and the Brazilian funk.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you've got to think that a track like that was very influential on other people.
For sure, yeah, and still is today. I see it's still like the younger generation, like they're all listening to this kind of stuff because it's really, really good music.
Yeah, for sure. No, I watched Tim Maia doing that one from 74 live on YouTube, and yeah, there's something kind of haunting about it. But before that, Wilson Desnefs, I mean, he had a few good funk tracks himself, so definitely his kind of stuff, it took time for people, again, internationally or in Brazil or whatever, to find out about him. I mean, another slightly slept-on figure, shall we say.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's different, the Wilson Desnefs style from the Tim Maia. Wilson Desnefs is doing a little bit more of a fusion with really heavy Brazilian percussion
and samba disco, funk, and
yeah. Mixed with the horns and that kind of very funk stuff on the top. And Tim Maia is more like into the
groove,
yeah, like more American funk. He was
very influenced by it,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Well, we're checking out a whole bunch of Brazilian funk on African Rhythms, but as always, Alexandre is going to kindly play for us. So around 8:30, he's going to do that, and we're going to exhaust a few more funk gems from Brazil. I'm David Love Jones. Alexandre Klinke's my guest. You're listening to, of course, CITR. And next, Antonio Carlos and Jacafi. Ever heard of those guys?
Not really.
Yeah, no. They're they like to get with the funk themselves. So
nice.
Let's check that out next.
sempre pro poder. E roda a vida pra morte querer. Roda a gente rodando sem ver. E vai rodando o mundo sem ter. Muita gente querendo saber. Se o nada tem jeito de ser. Se girar é bom. Põe os pés no chão. Olhe em frente, irmão. Tem muita coisa pra se aprender. Se você puder. Girando tudo que possa poder. Rodando a gente que roda sem ver. Rodando o mundo que vai remoer. Tem muito espaço pra gente querer. Tem muito sonho pra gente esquecer. Que se vive só. Que ninguém tem dó. Dá de olho, irmão. Tem muita gente vindo de ré. Pense outra vez. Pense para três. Pense logo, irmão. Pode não.
Tinha cabelo grande, mas não tinha molho. Mané ficou de olho.
cabelo grande, mas não tinha molho.
Olha, ficou de olho.
Escondeu Margarida na cortina e gritou na imprensa com a menina. E só terminou a brincadeira com o sangue escorrendo na adeira. E era muito sangue pra pôr caladeira
lá na capieira.
E era muito sangue pra pôr caladeira
lá na capieira.
All funk sets for tonight on African Rhythms, all Brazilian, David and Alexandre. And we got into some of the legends of Brazilian women funking it up. So we heard Wanderleia, and surprised to hear her funking it up.
Exactly. I never heard Wanderleia singing that kind of style of music. She's very well known for playing the Jovem Guarda movement, which is more like rock and roll. And with together with Roberto Carlos, and that's actually the first time I heard her playing, her singing this kind of music. So it's it was a pretty funky track, really amazing band playing. So
you got to dig deep into the Brazilian to find the funky moments.
For sure.
And then of course we heard Ana Mazzotti again, one of our favorites, and that's of course with the Azimuth Band. We know they don't have any problem funking it up.
It's winding down. All these artists were getting more into the funk movement that was happening in the 70s.
Yeah, no, it's definitely cool. Well, we'll hear a little bit more before the end of the show, but why don't we just concentrate for a minute, talk about your music. You've released an EP and an album now. Also, I've had a chance to fully check out your live show, which is great. I mean, you sample and loop your guitar, different percussive instruments.
That's right.
And it's been great to see that at Calabash. You can see a little bit of that this Sunday at my record shop, 3 p.m. Alexandre will be part of the Back to School party, free party at my record shop, 321 West Hastings. And then a week Tuesday will be the next Calabash, the 10th of September, and then October 1st. Mm-hmm. Tuesday we'll also be back there, so we've got a regular residency going on there.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing, and hope to see all the Brazilian community in Vancouver going there and checking the not only my music but the amazing selection that you always bring to the table.
Yeah, and, I'll be bringing all my vinyl.
Nice. Yeah, it's been a pleasure to play there, and it's good for me like to play the songs from my album in a different. Different arrangements. Of course, in the album you have the options of recording so many tracks and explore the arrangements and live. I mainly use the live looping, and now with Steven
I like
Hamm
that
on the bass, it's pretty good. It's get more, it's a more kind of raw arrangements, and it brings the song to a completely different place, right?
So you have such a familiarity with looping and using modern technology. Is this the kind of thing when you teach music, you do some of these things?
Yeah, I'm actually teaching Ableton Live, which is a software very famous for doing that kind of stuff at Langara College. So. It's funny that when I started playing my solo acts, I was mainly doing stuff on the laptop. But the whole technology thing live, it kind of freaks me out. Now I'm kind of actually going back to hardware, and I have this looper, which is a little bit more reliable. Laptops tend to be a little bit unpredictable live. I mean, or maybe I just have to upgrade my system.
No, but I really like the way you do it. Yeah, no, I like it. I like the way you use echo and effects on your voice live. Yeah, we'll have to play some of your live stuff in the studio sometime for sure. Because it's a quite. And then this Sunday, actually, we'll have two Brazilian percussion players playing along with you. So it's going to be kind of exciting to keep extending your group. Now it's a bass player and now possibly percussion looping and everything. It's going to be amazing.
Looking forward to this jam and see what's going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. So what song what are you going to do for us, Alexandre?
I thought about, since we're talking about Brazilian funk, playing this song Nana by Moacir Santos, which
I think I know it.
Yeah, I think it's like the most famous song by Moacir Santos, and lyrics by Mario Telles, and it's a song that kind of makes the bridge between bossa nova and samba jazz and funk. There's like several versions of the song. I think Wilson Simonal has a very good version of this. And I used to play this song with my band in Brazil, so I thought it would be a good one to do it. It's been a while I don't play that one, but...
That sounds great. All right, well, right here on African Rhythms on CITR 101.9, here is Alexandre Klinky.
And before I forget, I want to dedicate this song to my friends from my ex-band, Quebra Pedra. So, Gustavo, Paulo, e Douglas, this is to remember all old times playing some Brazilian funk.
Essa noite, quando eu vi Nanã e a minha deusa lua, toda noite eu olhei Nanã, a coisa mais linda de se olhar. Que felicidade achar enfim essa deusa vinda só pra mim, Nanã. E agora eu só sei dizer, toda minha vida é Nanã. Nessa noite dos delírios meus, vi nascer um outro amanhã. Veio o dia como um novo sol, sol da luz que vem de Nanã. Adorar Nanã é ser feliz, tenho a paz, o amor e tudo que eu quis. E agora eu só sei dizer, toda a minha vida é Nanã.
Coisinhas bonitas de mim, menina, menina. Tu pensa as coisinhas bonitas de mim, menina, menina. Lindos olhos você tem, cabelos longos também. Não te troco por ninguém, menina, te quero bem. Swinga, sam baby, swinga. Swinga, menina, menina. Swinga, sam baby, swinga. Swinga, menina, menina. Sinto muito, pode crer. Agora me amarro em você. Sou um homem de prazer. Tu és o meu bem querer.
Swinga, boneca, swinga. Swinga pra menina dançar, swinga.
Sinto muito, pode crer. Agora me amarro em você. Sou um homem de prazer, tu és o meu bem querer. Swinga, samba, baby, swinga. Swinga, menina, menina. Swinga, samba, baby, swinga. Swinga, menina, menina.
Olha aí, swinga, samba, quem swinga, mexe swinga, com a minha boneca swinga, e só quem menina, swinga menina, é essa minha menina aí. E quem não swinga em geral swinga, morre menina, totalmente menina, com a boca cheia de formiga. Swinga, boneca.
Fogo queimando, madeira no chão, olhos focados na meditação. Fogo, fogueira, esquentando o ar da noite. Até finalmente se apagar.
madeira queima, o fogo queimando a madeira queima, o fogo queima, ver o fogo queima, madeira queimando é madeira queima, madeira queima, ver o fogo pegando a madeira queimando, a madeira queima, madeira queima, madeira queima, madeira queimando, a madeira queima, o fogo pegando a madeira queimando, é o fogo queimando, a madeira queima.
And we're listening to Alexandre Klinke's album. Before that, we heard Trio Makoto.
O fogo queima todo pensamento Ideias se aquecem no fogo
A beautiful track. And Alexandre, he's lived here in Vancouver now for 5 years, as we'd said on shows. But yeah, before that, Trio Makoto, and that's, of course, Georgia Ben's band going out alone in the early 70s. They didn't really get better known until maybe the last 10, 15 years.
For sure, yeah.
But, you know, great, great tracks.
Yeah, very underrated and really amazing band.
Yeah, unfortunately, their albums, their great albums, are rare, unfortunately. But what was the name of that track from your album?
That track's called Fogo. It means fire.
Yeah, that's really great. There's some nice overlaying and looping. And yeah, no, in the studio, you can do a lot.
For sure, yeah. It gives a whole lot of different opportunities of laying down tracks and looping, and there's like a lot of guitar tracks used as percussion. So when I play live, I try to give that kind of arrangement, but of course it always goes somewhere else because it's way more raw.
Yeah, no, live is different, but no, I'm really enjoying when you're playing live. I'm getting to enjoy what you're doing in the studio too. But
nice.
It's all about just setting the seed, and you know, our gig is small and intimate for now, but I like the atmosphere of that, and the people that come are dedicated to what we're doing, you know. So
sure, yeah.
that's what's enjoyable.
People seem to be having a lot of fun last time, and there was a bit of dancing, so
that's exactly
what we want to see.
Exactly. We're planting the seed for the future. We want to ignite the dance floor. So we're going to bring on the percussion players. Awesome. Well, Alexandre is going to do a couple more tracks now, and then we're going to end with a little bit more funky Brazilian. So what are the two tracks you're going to do now then?
Next track I'm going to play is called Checklist, but the lyrics are in Portuguese. The lyrics were actually written by my friend Camila Claro. This is kind of a new track, still in development. It's a track that I've been playing live, and I'm really digging it, so I thought about playing.
Mm.
The next song I'm going to play, actually a song from the 70s, but it's like a classic samba track from João Bosco, O Mestre Sala dos Mares, which is a song that I really love. So
yeah, I love João Bosco. All right, well, we're listening to African Rhythms Radio here on CITR, and here he is again, Alexandre Klinke.
Hoje tenho muito o que fazer, vou de molho pra tirar o sal do que não consigo esquecer. Regar que já não é igual. Música. saudade, sem adiar contentamentos. Depois da corda na vontade, correr, empinar pensamentos. Seu sal, deixar minha terra resplandecer, regar o que já não é igual. Cortar os custos da saudade, sem adiar contentamentos. Depois da corda na vontade, correr, pensamentos.
Thank you. Now this is Mestre Sala dos Mares by João Bosco e Aldir Blanc. Very special song, and also from the 70s, I think 73 or something. So that was also happening in the 70s.
Conhecido como navegante negro, tinha a dignidade de um mestre sala. E ao acenar pelo mar, na alegria das regatas, foi saudado no porto pelas mocinhas francesas, jovens polacas e por batalhões de mulatas. O Brás Cascatas jorravam das costas dos santos entre cantos e chibatas, inundando o coração do pessoal do porão, que a exemplo do feiticeiro gritava então: glória aos piratas, às mulatas, às sereias, glória à farofa, à cachaça, às baleias. Glória a todas as lutas em glórias que através da nossa história não esquecemos jamais. Salve o navegante negro que tem por monumento as pedras pisadas do sereias, glória à farofa, à cachaça, às baleias, glória a todas as lutas em glórias que através da nossa história não esquecemos jamais. Salve o navegante negro que tem por monumento as pedras pisadas do cais. Mas salve, salve o navegante negro
as pedras pisadas do cais, mas faz muito tempo.
Oh, that was great, Alexandre. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, actually, I'm familiar with that song from Elis Regina.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
She plays a lot of Joan Bosco.
Yeah. No, she does. She does a great version of that song, but it's the only one.
Good.
I've never heard him do it, but I've heard her do it, being that I've heard 150 songs by her.
Right? Yeah, I was actually reading an interview the other day about with Joan Bosco and Audrey Blanc after they reunited. 20 years later, they broke up, and they were telling that right in the beginning of their career, they met Elis Regina, and right away she wanted to play four songs of them, and she promised she would play one in an album and the three other in the next album, and she kept her word. So they were saying that she was a woman of word, right?
Well, not only was Elis Regina a woman of word, but she seemed to not only have incredible taste in picking good songwriters, but also she basically brought up so many people.
For
Milton
sure.
Nascimento, Georgia Benn,
yeah.
All of these people got their start for her.
Exactly.
You know?
She was a very, very, very important figure in that sense, like to bring this artist to the main public, like to the big public. And it was like a mutual thing, because at the same time she was getting these guys on the radio or more known.
Menina bonita com céu azul, ela é uma beleza. Menina bonita, você é demais, a alegria da minha tristeza.
Then she was playing this repertoire that was so beautiful, right? So,
yeah, no, it's fantastic. With our mostly all Brazilian show, thank you for the songs you put into the show. I think it was very complimentary to the groove that was going on in the show. But I think it would be right for us to go out with, I guess, what they should have been. They should have been the Banda Black Rio Banda Black Rio should have been the Earth, Wind, and Fire of the world, being that they had a lot of crossover kind of potential with the funk and soul and pop that they were exploring. Mm-hmm. But being in Brazil and singing in Portuguese, they didn't quite. But we can certainly play a couple of their big songs to end the show. Maria Fumaca is one of my favorite. You can also see it on YouTube. And then from Gafara Universal, Chega Mao, I really, really like too. So they've got a real legacy of stuff. Thanks again, Alexandre. And I look forward to DJing with you on Sunday, a week Tuesday, the 10th, and then October 1st. Wow, we're getting regular gigs now, buddy.
Totally, yeah, it sounds amazing. I'm really looking forward to it as well. Always a pleasure to come to your show and discover all this music and talk about the music I like. So
for sure. Well, maybe we should say goodbye to our Brazilian listeners out there.
For sure. So para as pessoas do Brasil que estão me ouvindo, grande abraço para vocês. Muita saudade sempre. E espero que vocês tenham gostado das músicas. Infelizmente vocês não vão estar aqui para ver o show, os próximos shows que eu vou tocar. Mas um beijo, um abraço para todo mundo e saudades, muitas saudades. Então, vejo vocês na próxima vez que eu estiver no rádio. Um beijo para todo mundo.
Fantastic. All right, well, until next time, my friend, I'm David Love Jones, that's Alexandre Klinke, and we're wishing you all out there peace and love.
Agora vai ficar legal. Imaginei você dançando este som universal, feito com o amor, tocado com o coração. E você se acabando, balançando e curtindo. Quero ver você dançando. Vem chegando, chega mais. Feito com o amor, tocado com o coração. E você se acabando, balançando e curtindo. Quero ver você dançando. Vem chegando, chega mais. Chega mais, chegando. Agora vai ficar legal. Imaginei você dançando este som universal, feito com amor, tocado com o coração. E você se acabando, balançando e curtindo. Quero ver você dançando. Vem chegando, chega mais. E você se acabando, balançando e curtindo. Quero ver você dançando. Vem chegando, chega mais.